Junior Hemingway with a concussion, and then Vickerson with the calf strain. So those guys will not practice. Everybody else will practice today. As far as Eric Berry goes, Eric has left and is in Atlanta, has proceeded with some tests. We will keep you updated when we know what is going on. And Ted will handle that. And if Rick needs to get involved to keep you informed, he'll do that. We don't have any information for you right now. They're just in the process of doing these things. So, but when we get it, you have our word that we'll go ahead and make sure that we update you with everything and keep you informed.
How did it help that you got everybody back on the field today?
Yeah, the guys. You know, I mean, we just had the walkthrough, but they were good. They were good for they did a good job today, and they're focused in on the Broncos. We look forward to the challenge of playing them. They're a good football team, and it should be an exciting atmosphere for the game.
Does it help to have that focus there for you to kind of take your mind off things?
Yeah, I think so. I would go back to what Eric said to the team, was just that. Listen, it's about the Broncos now. Let's move on. And that, I think the guys have taken that to heart, and that's where they're at. They're focused in and ready to go.
Andy, were you part of the conversation when he was first told what everyone thought the problem was, and he wanted to know first if he could play against the Broncos?
Yeah, I wasn't in the room at that particular time, but Rick and the doctors talked to him, and. But he did ask that, and he asked it to me again. That wasn't an option. But
yeah, but that was no surprise to you that was the first thing you wanted to talk about.
No. That's the way he's wired. So.
Coach, what do you need to see out of Jason Avant these next couple of days?
Yeah.
In order to gauge if he's ready to play Sunday.
Yeah. Well, the advantage Jason has is that he's been in the offense. And he knows the majority of it. He's got to get in there and knock out a few of the new things. And then he's in shape. He's been playing. So it's just a matter of getting familiar with the quarterback and going. But I don't think he'd have any problem playing this week. So.
Andy, what about Donnie Avery? Do you think he's got a reasonable shot?
Yeah, I think Donnie has a pretty good shot, yeah.
Have you ever felt that way since he's come back and started practicing? Felt that optimistic?
I thought he was getting close last week. I didn't think he was quite there, but I thought he was getting close. And I think these couple extra days that he's had, I think has helped. He had good work on Monday, and then we'll see how he does today.
Same thing can be said about Jamel Fleming, potentially return.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Parker gonna slide into.
Yeah, pretty good chance he goes to safety. We don't want to tell anybody though.
We'll keep it a secret.
Yeah. We're not recording.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else?
Anything else, guys?
Well, then that means Fleming goes to corner.
Well, we have some options. We have some options there. They'll all play. I mean, we've got a lot of different personnel groups.
Okay.
Right?
Would you always just have a walkthrough today, or is it because of the weird week?
No, this is what we do. Yeah, we do a walkthrough in the morning, and then in the afternoon we do the practice.
Okay.
Yeah, no difference.
All right,
we're losing our deal.
Thank you.